Everyone, my name is Michael. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is my show, The Clubhouse. I will be here for the next 57-ish minutes playing some music that I've curated for today. Opening up today's playlist, we had Claro with her song Sophia off of her album Immunity. That is probably one of my favorite songs off of that album. Claro is a featured artist in a genre that I very much enjoy called bedroom pop. I've been listening to it a lot with my housemates, Sam and Armon especially, and Claro's a very prominent artist in that category. I have a lot of artists today in that category as well, including the artist that I will be playing up next. This is Still Woozy with Cooks.
Just lost my keys again. I don't know how I'll make it through the year. And when you're coming home, I'm stuck here, but I don't feel all alone. Cause I burned the dinner and we two are waiting on one more to come right through. Back to well, I want you, maybe it's all I. All I do, oh my love, baby, you're all I see. Let's get ready.
Goodbye.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. My name is Michael. This is my show, The Clubhouse. The songs that we just heard in that segment were Still Woozy, his song Cooks, Young Love featuring Laura Marling by the Mystery Jets, She's Not There by the Zombies, This Charming Man by the Smiths, and then finally Disco by Surf Curse. I guess a few notes about those songs. Still Woozy is an artist that I listened to a lot the past few weeks. He only has a few songs actually out in the internet spheres, but all of those songs are very well put together. They're very interesting. I watched an interview with him, and he described the way that he tries to create his music is that he's very focused on the sound. The physical space of it. So when you listen to it, it's surrounding as you try to listen to the music, and I feel like that comes through a lot. It's very interesting to listen to, and it's still very catchy. It's hard to exactly put into words, but even with as few songs as he has, he's still very influential and successful with what he does. Those other songs that we heard are also very good. Yeah, they're all just songs I like. The Zombies are a classic band, of course. She's Not There is probably one of my favorites by them. Their more famous song, I think, is Time of the Season off of their album Odyssey and Oracle, which one of my friends very much enjoys. And I also like that album a lot. It's part of a subgenre that I saw once described as Baroque pop, which is in the late 60s. Lots of psychedelic music. Created very similarly to how Western composers used to create music, but it was a popular genre. So if you're interested more in that, check out The Zombies, Odyssey and Oracle. And Surf Curse is just a good band that I've been listening to a lot. That song, Disco, has a really fun music video. And that's how I found it. But the whole band is, the band's songs, they're all very good. And I'd check them out if you get a chance. Up next is a band that I bought a t-shirt for that I'm currently wearing. And this band is called The Greeting Committee. And this is off of their EP that came out last year. It's a good EP and you should listen to it. This song is called Call in the Morning. It's also very good. And this is it, and this is what it sounds like. Here we go.
Say that you mean it. I'm always waiting. I'm always waiting.
Was a decorated general with a heart of gold that likened him to all the stories he told of past battles won and lost and legends of old. A seasoned veteran in his own time, on the battlefield he gained respectful fame with many medals of bravery and stripes to his name. He grew a beard as soon as he could to cover the scars on his face and always urged his men on. But on the eve of a great battle with the infantry and dream, the old general tossed in his sleep and wrestled with its meaning. He awoke from that night to tell what he had seen and walked slowly out of his tent. All the men held tall with their chests in the air, with the courage in their blood and a fire in their stare. And it was a gray morning and they all wondered how they would fare. So the old general told them to go home. He said,
I have seen the others and I have discovered that this fight is not worth fighting. And I've seen their mothers
choose. You got no time to lose. You are young man, you must be living. Take your shower and shine your shoes. You got no time to lose. You are young man, you must be living. Go now, you are forgiven.
But the men stood fast with their guns on their shoulders, not knowing what to do with the contradicting orders. The general said he would do his own duty, but he extended no further. The men could go as they pleased, but not a man moved. Their eyes gazed straight ahead, till one by one they stepped back, and not a word was said. And the old general was left with his own words echoing in his head. He then prepared to fight. He said,
I have seen the others, and I have discovered that this fight is not worth fighting. No, and I've seen their mothers, and I will no other to follow me where I'm going. So take a shower and shine your shoes. Oh, you got no time to lose. You are young men, you must be living. Yeah, take a shower and shine your shoes. Oh, you got no time to lose. You are young men, you must be living. Go now, you are forgiven.
Go now, you are forgiven. Go now, you are forgiven. Go. Yeah.
Go now, you are forgiven. Go now, you are forgiven. Go now, you are forgiven. Go.
Thank you.
unexpected situations, such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and a supply of food stored in your home. It's also an excellent idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. A public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. That was the emergency preparedness PSA. Usually I say the ladders PSA, but I wanted to switch it up today. I spent a brief amount of time looking through the PSA folder. There's not one on the election, so I figured I'd take the alternative route with the emergency preparedness. Today, I guess now it's 12:40, so that means it's now November 3rd. Today's election day, so I hope if you're able to, you vote today. If you haven't already voted, quick civics lesson. We live in a democracy-republic fusion. Democracy comes from Greek, it means people power. Republic comes from Latin, it comes from the res publica, which is essentially like the public thing. It's pretty cool because in both of those systems, you need people to participate. And if people don't participate, then bad stuff can happen. In Athens, the democracy fell to tyranny. In Rome, they got emperors. So it's important that everyone participates. Voting's important. And that's the civics lesson. This has been Civics with Michael. Those songs, though, because music, were Call in the Morning by the Greeting Committee, Chateau Feel Alright by Joe, The General by Dispatch, Prune You Talk Funny by Gus Dapperton, and Let Her Go by Mac DeMarco. The rest of the show will now be focused solely on music. That was a brief interlude into the real world. So music is good and fun and wonderful. I had a few things I wanted to say, but I want to make sure I have time for all the music. I'm just going to jump back into music stuff. So the next song that we have is by Beach Bunny, a good band that I'd been listening to over quarantine and continue to listen to now. This is their album Honeymoon. This is probably my favorite song on the album, though they have a lot of good ones on there. This is Rear View.
Seem closer Me crying, you love me. saw you in the battleship, but it was only a lookalike. She was nothing but a vision trick. Under the warning light, she was close, close enough to be your ghost. But my chances turned to toast when I asked her if I could call her your name. I wandered over for a closer look and kissed whoever was sitting there. She was close and she held me very tightly till I asked awfully politely, please, can I call you her name? And I elongated my lift home. Yeah, I let him go the wrong way round. I smelt your scent on the seatbelt and kept my shortcuts to myself. I thought I saw you in the parrot's beak, messing with the smoke alarm. It was too loud for me to hear her speak, and she had a broken arm. It was close, so close that the walls were wet, and she wrote it out in letter sets. No, you can't call me her name. And tell me, where's your hiding place? I'm worried I'll forget your face. And I've asked everyone. I'm beginning to think I imagined you all along. I elongated my lift home.
Welcome back, everyone. The songs that we just heard there were Rear View by Beach Bunny, Someday by The Strokes, The Tide is High by Blondie, and Cornerstone by Arctic Monkeys. As I mentioned earlier, Beach Bunny is a favorite band of mine. The Strokes, actually, also a favorite band of mine. They were my number one band last year. And Someday, I think, was actually my number one song from stream services. Strokes came out with an album this year. This was not it. This is it. Hold on. Wait. The demonstrative adjectives there. Is This It was their first album, their debut album. The song that came out this year is different, but Someday is a classic, and Is This It was pretty revolutionary. The Tide is High is a favorite song of mine. It's also a favorite song of my sister's, and she's listening to the show right now. Hello, Ari. And she also very much enjoyed earlier The General by Dispatch. Those two songs are two songs that we like to jam out to together, so I was very happy to get those texts from her that she was having a good time. So I hope you enjoyed the rest of the show, Ari. Otherwise, I don't have too much else to say about those songs. I guess the only other thing, I just have a quick fun fact. DJO I played earlier, Joe, that's actually Joe Keery from Stranger Things. So if you're a fan of the show and you like Steve Harrington, listen to him in his band. That's my fun fact. That's Michael's fun fact of the day. But we are running out of time now, so I'm gonna start signing off. My name is Michael. This is my show, The Clubhouse. You've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFL Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'll be back in the studio hopefully next week. Same time, same place. Tune in, listen in. Go vote today. I know I sort of sounded like I was joking earlier with the whole situation, but seriously, it's important for everything. It's how our society functions best. So make sure you get out there, get voting. Voting's important. And yeah, I'll see you next week. My name is Michael, 91.5 WMFO Medford. So one more song. As always, I want you back. So here is the Jackson 5. I want you back.